This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We are going to talk about the Federal Reserve's Open Market Committee, the FOMC, for those in the know. It's meeting today and tomorrow to talk interest rates. And I don't need to tell you, it's been a rocky couple of weeks since the Fed's last meeting, the shutdown, the debt ceiling, say no more. So nobody is expecting any big changes in policy. Chairman Bernanke and the gang will probably keep on buying bonds, putting money into the economy, while at the same time keeping a close eye on inflation. Y'all remember inflation, right? Marketplace's David Gura explains why a little bit of it right now might be a good thing.
It's a word that for most of us does not have positive connotations. I say inflation, and maybe you think of high gas prices or high interest rates. Anne Owen is an economics professor at Hamilton College.
The type of concerns that people have about inflation are usually associated with inflation that's unpredictable and inflation that's moving around quite a bit.
What the Fed wants is some inflation, so long as it's fairly moderate and stable.
That gives businesses some room to raise the prices on their products.
Kevin Jakes teaches finance at Baldwin Wallace University.
That gives prices on real assets the opportunity to go up, which would make, for example, consumers feel wealthier because their homes are now worth more.
Moderate inflation can also help the labor market. Hamilton's Anne Owen says that's because companies dealing with inflation may be able to hire more workers.
So if you are making $10 an hour and inflation goes up a little bit, the value of what the employer is paying you is a little bit less.
The Fed said it wants inflation to be right around 2%. Now, that's lower than the historical average, which is about 3%. Owen says when it comes to managing inflation, policymakers have a tricky job.
The concern is that once you get inflation accelerating, that momentum is going to keep it going beyond where they want it to be.
Which could lead to those high gas prices and high interest rates. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.